You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers? Chicago or Detroit? Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. You are listening to an NFL season preview. The Pittsburgh Steelers are coming off an 11-5 season where they won the AFC North and clinched the third seed. For 2017, they get suspended wide receiver Martavis Bryant back. They scooped up cornerback Joe Hayden, who could be their final piece to the Super Bowl puzzle. Ben Roethlisberger was contemplating retirement in the offseason, something Carson Palmer did last year. Will we see Big Ben, as we're used to, or will his play start to slide with the retirement word swirling in his mind? The Steelers drafted T.J. Watt, yes, brother of J.J. He showed a pass-rushing presence in the preseason. He'll be rushing in a rotation with Bud Dupree and James Harrison. And the safety play on the defensive end for Pittsburgh, it's decent. They got Sean Davis and Mike Mitchell back there. Now they have Joe Hayden on the hot corner, who can either cover a man for a whole Sunday, or he can shut down the quarterback's strong side of the field. The Steelers, you already know about the triple Bs. We just went over Big Ben. They also have Le'Veon Bell, contract season, and he's got something to prove. He didn't get his extension yet. He just signed the franchise tender. He didn't want to, but he does have things to prove. He hasn't really played in the playoffs. He's been nicked up, suspended here and there. So, yeah, Le'Veon Bell is my choice for offensive player of the year. I believe the table is set up for him, all things considered. Antonio Brown would be my number one pick at the wide receiver position. And, you know, they get Martavis Bryant back. He'll get some one-on-ones on the other side of the field. He's a big target. They got Jesse James at tight end. They just picked up Vance McDonald from Frisco. The Steelers' offense is going to be there. That offensive line, it's top dozen in the National Football League. That defense, it's good enough. It is good enough to win a Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens coming off an 8-8 campaign. They had some moves to make. They signed wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, cornerback Brandon Carr, and safety Tony Jefferson. Something to note about last season, Justin Tucker. Yes, I'm talking about a kicker. He was 38 of 39 in field goals last season. 10 of 10 from 50-plus yards. Perfection. The Ravens were the second-best defense when it comes to third downs in 2016. But something to note here, the final month on their schedule presents some favorable positional matchups. So if they're still in the playoff picture, most likely wild card, the matchups are in their favor come December. I'm not a big fan of Joe Flacco, but I do think he has the combination of Maclin, Mike Wallace, and Brandon Perriman. They drafted him high, and he's going to have to come through for them. I like the Ravens. Defense, they hold you down. They don't give up a lot of points, and that's kind of been their MO. But, you know, they took a step back or two after the Hall of Famers retired. They still have Suggs, but he's getting up there in age, so they're trying to find a way to regenerate that pass rush. Meanwhile, I do love C.J. Mosley in the middle, top 5 linebacker in the game, inside linebacker, and it helps to have Carr and Jefferson in the back, in the secondary, on the back end. Some veteran presence back there, and that's what you need. And they already have Eric Weddle, so that secondary, they paid attention to it. They tried to retool, and I think they did a successful job. We'll see how the offense works, because I think their passing game is ahead of the rushing game. The offensive line is solid. It's so-so, to be honest, but, you know, they have made a run before. Their quarterback does have a ring, and their defense, I think, is still top 7 in the game. So the Ravens, if anything, I think they'll be in the in the hunt come December, I'm not so sure they make it. The Cincinnati Bengals, 6 wins. 6-9-1 season. They seem to tie every other year. Well, their offensive additions via the draft, running back Joe Mixon, wide receiver John Ross, perhaps the fastest player in the draft. So they added some new elements to their offense in Cincinnati. And what could be, I'm not trying to start any rumors, but it could be Andy Dalton's last chance as their starting quarterback. Do take note that backup A.J. McCarron, I'm not saying he is a better fit. I'm not saying he is the guy in the future, but he is in the final year of his contract. The final month for the Bengals season, it does present some very difficult positional matchups. And we're talking about a team that they didn't always capitalize. And what I'm referring to is they miss 6 extra points on the year, which is the second most of any team in the league. Generally, you think the Bengals, stout defense, they're going to run the ball, and then Dalton will either lean on A.J. Green or Tyler Eifert when they do go through the air, mainly on a play action, which suits his style. That's what you got to do for a lot of quarterbacks. Not every quarterback can just air it out every week. And so Dalton, he can excel as long as that run game's going. Would not be surprised if Joe Mixon took over the backfield as the new workhorse. There were some rumblings about Jeremy Hill making his way out of town. We know the injury issues of Gio Bernard. So I would not be surprised. Mixon's already had a strong showing. Preseason, yes, I do understand that. But yeah, I would like them to get Eifert back involved. I know he got banged up a couple seasons ago. I do think they have a lot of speed on the offensive end. Defensively, they're always there. They're always going to be a top 10, maybe top dozen defense. And that's what you got to have in this division, the AFC North. The Bengals, it was surprising that they only had 6 wins. So I expect that number to increase. Whether or not they're in the playoff fold remains to be seen, of course. As for my predictions, I mean, sure, I have the Bengals in the playoff hunt come December. The Cleveland Browns, 1-15 last year. So they got another top draft pick. And what did they do? They selected Myles Garrett. And before I go rattling off some names here, the Browns have done an excellent job of drafting in the past two off seasons. 2017, they just got Garrett, like I mentioned. They also drafted Jabril Peppers. Whether you want to say he's going to play outside linebacker or safety, it doesn't matter. He's a hybrid. He's a player. He's a baller. I like Peppers' future. Tight end David Njoku, he's a playmaker coming out of college as well, I know. Quarterback, DeShone Kizer, won the starting role. That's huge. They didn't just hand it to him. He did win it, and they cut a guy for him, a guy that they traded for. They gave him a chance. Now Brock Osweiler's gone. Kizer is the starter day one. And in the 2016 draft, Corey Coleman, they called his name. Carl Nassib, the defensive end, as well as Ogba, who had a very good rookie season. And then behind him, moving away from the drafts here, Christian Kirksey, 3rd in tackles in all of football. And then they go out and sign Kenny Britt, and he joins Corey Coleman as the starting wide receivers here in Cleveland. And believe it or not, on Pro Football Focus, this Cleveland Browns offensive line is ranked 2nd best, 1st in the AFC. Yes, the Browns will win more than one game. Yes, they're going to play some scrappy football. They won't be an easy out for every single team. But no, they're not going to make that leap into the playoff picture just yet. But they're going to win more than one game. So I just want to say to the Dog Pound fans, my optimism for the Browns is real. It might take some time, but I think there's actually a future in place. Duke Johnson's a nice chess piece to have on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not completely sold on Isaiah Crowell, but he's a solid piece at the time being. Kizer, of course, he's going to need some time. I think that defense is going to start to take strides. The offense, that development might be more so baby steps, to be honest, but I do think there's some optimism to be had in the land. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.